such a huge album for Queensryche fans. I mean, just unbelievable. And so tonight, 30th anniversary, you know, here we are 30 years later.
Tonight,
you planning on doing it from start to finish? How is this going to work tonight?
Yeah, I'm playing the whole album, start to finish. I tell you, for me, it's a real treat singing this whole project, you know, front to back is something really special, and I'm really happy to be doing it. I've been performing since January. We started the tour in Europe, and now we're in America, and the shows have been going great. I've got a fantastic band that I put together for this particular project. A lot of young musicians who grew up on this album, and it's been their dream to play it live. And
nice.
So that kind of enthusiasm is really infectious, and it's definitely infected me, and I'm very pleased and happy to be presenting it to the fans in this formation.
So is it Mind Crime start to finish, nothing else, or other Queensryche in there at all, or any surprises that we can expect tonight on the set list?
Expect surprises.
Okay.
That way.
There we go. I know you can't give them away because then it wouldn't be a surprise. But
exactly, yeah.
Awesome. So I also understand your daughter has her own band, and she's on the same tour with you too?
She is. My youngest daughter, Emily, is fronting her own band called Till Death Do Us Part. Yeah, fantastic band with a fantastic new album that they have out. And they're opening the shows. And not only that, she joins me on stage for my set, my Mind Crime set. And she sings the part of Sister Mary.
Yeah.
The song Sweet Sister Mary from the album. And that's really a treat. I'll tell you, my daughter singing with me on stage, what a treat.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be just, you know, as a parent myself, just to see your daughter and have her come out, it's got to be fantastic.
It really is. And I'm really happy with her wanting to be a musician and following kind of in my footsteps. I have five kids, and she's the only one that's, you know, expressed an interest in music, so I'm very happy about that.
Nice. We're talking to Jeff Tate, 30th anniversary Operation Mindcrime tonight at Jurgles in Warrendale. Check out Jurgles.com. So 30 years down the road, here we are, Jeff. What songs do you still enjoy performing the most?
Oh, I love the whole album.
Yeah.
It's really a treat to sing. And, you know, I kind of relive it, you know, every night I perform it. It kind of takes me back to the time when I wrote it, and I kind of relive the whole story every night. It's kind of an interesting sort of, you know, go back in time kind of period for me. And I'm just really having a good time doing it.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, it's fun, and I like that.
So, largest crowd, talking about performance. Do you know the largest crowd you've ever performed in front of?
Oh, gosh. That would probably be Rock in Rio. I think we had 280,000.
Wow.
At that. Yeah, it was big. We actually couldn't get to the stage. We couldn't get to the venue because it was in downtown Rio de Janeiro, and it was just packed with people, you know?
Right.
And they actually had to helicopter all the bands and artists into the stage area.
Crazy.
And I'd never been on a helicopter at that before then.
Oh.
So that was really a experience, you know?
Well,
first time in a helicopter, and then they put you down in front of this, the biggest crowd I've ever seen. It's at that giant sports stadium there.
Right.
I can't remember what it's called now. But, yeah, it was just amazing, amazing experience.
And anyone that's ever rode in a helicopter, if you've never done it before, you get in there, you can get sick because of the motion and all that stuff. So that maybe, did you get sick?
No, I've got a pretty strong stomach.
But, okay.
Some of the other people that were flying with me, they were throwing up in their hands. And
hey, let's go do a show.
isn't this fun?
Yeah.
Yeah, usually the vomiting happens after the show, after all the parties.
Yeah, so. There you go. All right, so a couple fan questions here for you, Jeff, then we'll let you go. I know you're busy. What was the first record you ever bought?
Meet the Beatles.
Oh, okay. First concert you ever went to?
Alice Cooper, Billion Dollar Babies Tour.
Oh, nice. Awesome. And Alice, still going.
Well, I wouldn't say nice. It was a horror show.
Yeah. That's true. Touche.
It really changed. it really changed my life. You know, I thought, you know, the first show I've ever seen is Alice Cooper, and I thought that's what rock shows were all about. I didn't realize that he was kind of special and different, you know.
It makes you feel it. Did it make you feel like, yeah, when you go on a stage, you had to do all these theatrics and different things, or you realize I can't do all that?
Well, I think it definitely influenced me to lean more theatrically in my presentations, which I've done over the years.
Right.
Different shows, you know.
Awesome, man. Just been a big fan for many years, and I had a good friend of mine turn me on to Queensryche many years ago, and I've never looked back, and we love to play Queensryche here on the Rock Station, and looking forward to a great show tonight at Jurgles with Jeff Tate doing the 30th anniversary of Operation Mindcrime and some surprises that we can't reveal to you right now. But Jeff, really appreciate it. Thanks for spending some time with us this morning.
My pleasure, Jay. Hope to see everybody out there tonight, and thanks again for the interview. I appreciate it.
You got it. Jeff Tate, and tonight, Jurgles. Make sure you check it out. Thanks, Jeff. It's the Rock Station 97.7 and The Rock Show. Good morning.